present the business case, follow up, and take next steps. Once you have prepared your presentation and sufficiently rehearsed it, it is time to formally present the business case. Do so during a scheduled meeting in an environment conducive to presentation and discussion. Allow time for questions and discussion. Maintain professionalism whether the project is approved or denied, or if the final approval is yet to be determined. Be sure to follow up on whether the project was approved or denied. If denied, examine why that decision was rendered. If possible, gather feedback from the decision makers. Decide if you are able to revise the business case and project plan to satisfy their concerns while still returning value, or if the initiative should be scrapped and revisited down the line. If approved, launch the project promptly, finalizing assignments and resource plans and initializing the project teams and kicking off formal processes. Communicate and report the status of the project throughout this process. The project steps that follow approval feature iterations of many of the same concepts that were used when identifying the project initially and developing the business case. It is important to contextualize the importance of these iterations. They serve to specify, refine, and target the information that was initially generated and approved, leaving aside any disapproved ideas. Taking information from the high level set out during initial planning to the very detailed information that is necessary at tactical levels. This also serves to highlight other ways in which a given task can be completed due to unexpected, uncontrollable, or suboptimal conditions that may need to be dealt with or to meet legal, regulatory, or organizational governance-driven requirements.